The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, love, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. It's been a long, long week. Lots of work done, but I am ready to have lots and lots of fun. I hope you are too, because what time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
I can hear you, Corey. Top of the show, Tori Spelling and Dee McDermott took a family trip to Disneyland amid all the rumours that they are breaking up. So if you remember just a couple of days ago, we reported on the show that Tori was spotted outside her lawyer's office screaming and shouting into the phone, looking really, really angry. Oh. She was also carrying a piece of paper, and we zoomed in on the paper, of course we did, and it contained the following words: custody, support, and assets.
Oh.
Well, as we said on this show, it was all a little bit too convenient. You could see the words very clearly, but more of a telltale sign that this might be a little bit staged, dare I say, is her hair and makeup was flawless.
Oh, my goodness.
It looked professionally done. Like, you know, big celebrities, they do get their makeup done when they go to the red carpet, but they don't often have a professional makeup artist to go to see their lawyer. Maybe Kim would. Maybe Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But
nobody
else would really do that. So whenever you see celebrities looking just too perfect in a candid moment, chances are, from my experience, it might have been staged. I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying it could be. Well, one day after that, where did we spot the family? At Disneyland, happy and smiling. She was wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't look quite as happy. He didn't have the ears on, but they were walking together with the kids. Neither one of them were wearing their wedding bands. So there's been rumors of these two breaking up for years and years and years. I don't believe it until I see it. Back in 2013, he admitted that he cheated on Tori, and they got past that on her documentary. My insiders tell me that these two are looking for a new show. And they're proving to producers, to TV networks, that they're still hot, hot, hot. We're talking about them. Hey, they're the lead story on the Naughty But Nice show. This might just be just very, very, very clever, maybe devious PR. What do you think?
Well, I have to say, I saw the photos and they looked so miserable in Disney World. It was like the worst Disney photos I have ever seen. So I don't know if it's real. It looked really authentically like a horrible time. So I don't know. I don't know. It was not fun.
It's also strange with these two. It's also strange with them. I've known them for quite a while. I really sort of
am
fascinated by them as a couple. I do too.
Yeah.
And anyone that grew up in America, Tori's part of our TV pop culture history.
Yes.
Like, I feel like we know her. We've been watching her since she was a teenager.
So
there's still something about her that I love. I hit the phones and I spoke to some of her friends and they said Dean has not been around for a long time. They're not fans of Dean, if the truth be told. But they said to anybody that was placing a bet on this couple could lose a lot of money because we have been saying they've been breaking up for years.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't know if this is going to happen or not, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Tori Spelling and Dean took a family trip to Disneyland amid all the rumors that they are breaking up. Are they messing with us? Are they messing with us is the question. Are they up to no good? What do you think? Are they messing with us? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, here's a little saucy story here going on. So Carol Radswell, she slams Andy Cohen for saying that she's not whom he once knew. Carol fired back at Andy after he claimed she has changed since her time on The Real Housewives of New York City. And she says he's just another man telling a woman she ought to be more grateful. Now, she tweeted that out, okay? And she says, Housewives changed Andy Cohen's life, not mine. And Bravo built a $100 million franchise on the backs of women, she added. Let's not get it twisted. Ooh! I like this, Carol, I have to say. The former Real Housewives of New York star's tweet came after Cohen, 53, said that she is not the person I used to know. He told that to author Dan Quinn. Now, Radswell, she said in a statement at the time when she left the show, if you were doing something that was forcing you to do things that went against your own value system, would you walk away regardless of the pay? Now, she posed that question to her followers, and Cohen did not take too kindly to that social media post. She also said that she told Cohen to never contact her again, which reportedly he has obliged. You know, Rob, it's interesting when I read the story. I happen to know a friend who was on the show Basketball Wives, and she's the ex-wife of a very prominent NBA player. And she left after one season because she said the producers were making her or asking her to do things and present herself inauthentically.
And I get that Carol is someone that's not to be messed with. Like, the other ladies are very, very scared of ever upsetting Andy because most of them, 99% of them, want to get back on the show.
Yeah,
Jill Zarin, I'm looking at you. Like, they do. Once they've been on that show, they want to get back. Carol doesn't. She's done. Carol does not want to be back on the show. She doesn't want to be friends with Andy.
Yeah.
She married a Kennedy. She doesn't need Sarah Jessica Parker in her life. She's got a life. So to mess with Carol is really foolish because she's going to fire back. I had a little bit of a tangle with Carol myself.
Ooh.
And she was really interesting because most of the ladies that I speak to, I know how to work them. I know how to press their buttons. I know how to flatter them. Carol was not playing my game and I sort of really respected her for it. Like, she won't play. She doesn't need this reality TV fame. She doesn't really like it. And so, Andy, if you're going to come after Carol, she's going to fire back. What she did say, though, that I can't stop thinking about is this, quote, just another man telling a woman she ought to be grateful. So Andy basically said he changed her life. And she said, no, 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 Andy. Housewives changed your life.
Ooh.
You were a middle-level executive until The Real Housewives came along. And then you used that to turn yourself into a star. It's not not true. And so, Andy, I love all the gossip. And why this is coming up is there is a new book out. So Dave Quinn has a new book out. It's an authorized book. It's not off the record. Bravo are very much supporting it. In fact, on Tuesday, Bravo threw a party for the book. And get this, do you know who the publisher is? Andy Cohen books. So he knows everything in this book. So it's full of gossip. It's absolutely delicious, but it is authorized. And to go after Carol in this book, Andy, she's still got her Twitter account and she's got her following. And she did work at ABC News.
Oh,
so she knows real reporters. Like,
And the Kennedy thing. I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
She married a Kennedy. She married a Kennedy.
Next level.
Lee Radziwill, who's Jackie O's sister, is her mother-in-law.
Oh, my
Lee
goodness.
Lee Radziwill, Jackie O's sister.
Oh, Andy, please.
Is Lee. Oh, Andy, please.
You can't mess with that one, honey.
I love you, Kelly Ripper, and I love you, Sarah Jessica, but we're talking Kennedys here. Moving along, Christina Cavallari. I always have trouble with that last name. Christina Cavallari, there it is, says that her and Jay Cutler, they dated after they broke up.
Ooh.
So she said they broke up, they announced their split in April 2020, but after that, they got back together. So they went on a couple of dates, a couple of months, and then she figured out, you know what? It's just not for me anymore.
Yeah.
I actually think this is a really good way of getting closure. Mm-hmm. When I broke up, or he broke up with me, my first boyfriend, Neil, I still remember your name, you broke my heart. But we did get back together for a kiss. It wasn't a date, really. It was a kiss, wink, wink, wink. And it didn't feel good, but it gave me closure. I think sometimes when you break up with somebody, revisiting it, maybe just for an evening, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, might not be a bad idea. What do you think about this? It's quite cheeky. What do you think?
I totally disagree. Because I was obsessed with this guy when I was like 19 or something, and he broke up with me, and I was so obsessed that, you know, I was still hopeful that every time he'd say, let's go to the movies, because he was trying to usher me through the breakup, I would just jump, and I'd be in my car driving to Philadelphia thinking it was the big reconciliation, and it was never right. No. So my heart was like broken again and again and again. So I don't know, Rob. I disagree with you on
so
that.
So you're
one.
Much better with a clean cut. It's done.
They'd be done, moving on. Yeah.
See, I don't ever get rid of anybody. That's why I'm such a good gossip columnist, because I've never really got rid of anybody. People have got rid of me, rightfully so, may I add to. Like, many, many a person have walked away from me. But I hold on, and I think it's because I can change my feelings quite quickly. You can go from being a friend to a lover, to being back to a friend.
Okay, just kind of swap them out.
I can really, I'm really, really good at this, but it's got to be right for both of you.
Yeah.
I agree. Corey doesn't. Yeah. Hey, what's going on with Blake Lively?
Yeah, this is a bit of a serious story for me, actually, because, you know, the children, when children are involved, it's a little tricky. So Blake Lively, she's slamming posts of her and Ryan Reynolds' kids on social media. Blake Lively, who has daughters Inez and Betty with her husband Ryan Reynolds, took to Instagram with a very candid comment on the Hollywood Star Kids Instagram account. Mm. Now, Hollywood Star Kids, that's an account that literally just posts pictures of Hollywood's celebrities' children, which is so not cool. But she posted it with there was a photo of the couple with their three children on this site. And so she says, this is so disturbing. I've personally shared with you that these men stalk and harass my children, and you are still posting them. You said you would stop. You personally promised me this is not casual appreciation. This is you also exploiting very young children. Mm. Please delete, please. Now, she goes on to say some parents are okay with this, but we are not. And the posts were deleted, and then Blake expressed her gratitude to people showing support, and she said thank you to everyone for unfollowing those accounts who do exploit children, and she wrote that on her Instagram story, and she says, you make all the difference. Thank you for your integrity. Thank you.
Good for her.
Yes.
Good for
her.
This is a very sensitive subject, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't post pictures of children that do not want to be posted. Now, you can tell the difference. If you're walking a press line with your kids, last night Angelina walked a press line at her new movie with all her kids, and they were posing for the photographs.
Yeah.
And that's an acceptable picture. Like, she clearly wanted the kids out there. One of them was even wearing one of her old Oscar dresses.
Yes,
they looked incredible.
Yes.
So if you turn up with your kids at press events and you walk red carpets with the kids at movie premieres and stuff, acceptable. But if you're in the park with your kids and you're having mommy, daddy time with your family, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. And Blake and Ryan have been really vocal about this. They don't want their kids to be in the spotlight. They never sold baby pictures. You never saw them on the covers of magazines when they were born. So just don't do it. And the way we can help people like Blake is by unfollowing these accounts that post the pictures.
Yeah.
If you see pictures of children and it makes you uncomfortable, stop reading those websites. Stop following those accounts. Mm-hmm. And quickly before we get a break, Britney Spears' daddy has hired a new attorney. So Jamie Spears has a new attorney as he gears up for a potential investigation into his role as his daughter's conservator for 13 years. So Britney's lawyer made it very, very clear that they plan to investigate Jamie. They will look into what happened during those 13 years. Well, now Britney's dad has got the message and he's lawyering up because this could look bad. No, so Britney's next court hearing is set for November 12th and expected to focus potentially on ending the conservatorship entirely. So at the moment, her dad is out, but there's a new conservator in. Britney wants to be totally free.
Yeah.
She doesn't want a conservator at all. So they filed a petition in September to end it completely. On November 12th, we will find out if that is granted. I think it will be, but that's not the end of the story for Britney's dad. They are going to investigate. He knows this. He has lawyered up. Should he face consequences, Corey?
I think he should. I mean, there's serious accusations of embezzlement and fraud. And father or not, he needs to be brought to justice if he did those things. Amen.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in consequences. I really am. If you did something illegal, if you broke the law, if you did it for a decade, even if you're her dad, don't do it. There has to be a message sent here. And so we'll keep you in the loop on this one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Corey Andrew, from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you, darling. So Meghan Markle's father is begging with her to let him see his grandchildren. Ugh. Should Meghan let him see the kids? Ooh, that's all I know. I know, part of me is like, oh, please all be happy. But then I know that's not realistic. He'll take pictures of them after he sees them. He'll leak the story.
They'll be all over the Inquirer.
Yeah,
about it.
Let's have a look. Ooh, 67% said no way.
Oh, yeah,
I'm with the majority. Yeah. I think that if he does see the kids, they should have a metal detector to make sure he's not got a camera hidden in his bag.
Probably has it like hiding in his button in his shirt
the
or something.
Button. If he's wearing a flower, check that flower out with a camera in it. I know. I'd have to strip search him and put him in a hazmat suit to see the kids. Totally. And then afterwards, but even if he didn't have pictures, you know he'd talk about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's very complicated.
Can't trust
him. With the majority. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our noisiest of the day.
Although there's a little spiciness to this niceness. Gwyneth Paltrow's 15-year-old son is proud that mom sells vibrators. Yes. So Gwyneth Paltrow recently recalled that her 15-year-old son out of nowhere told her he was really embarrassed for a minute that Goop, which is the big social brand that she sells products on, that Goop sold vibrators. But then her son added, I realized, no, this is great, Mom. You're making people feel not embarrassed to buy something, and that's great. You're a feminist. So I was like, thank you, my dear. It was so cute, she said. I was really like, nice, you know. I'm sure he was still embarrassed, but at least he's putting a good spin on it. I don't even know what to say about this story, Rob.
You know I don't like it. I'm happy for you. You are at nicest of the day. I'm the most awkward of the day. I feel very, very awkward. Moving along. And naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Erica James says that she knew her husband Tom had at least three mistresses while they were together, and she found nude pictures on his phone.
Wow.
So Erica Jane filed for divorce from Tom in November, but now she's admitting that she knew he had at least three mistresses. Mm. So she told Andy Cohen that she discovered pictures of women's breasts on his phone. She also addressed the red lingerie that she found in his office, saying, those are definitely not mine. Mm. Andy asked her several times why she didn't leave him sooner if she knew he was cheating, and she said the following, quote, where was I going? I was not in control of my finances. She also went on to say that her paycheck from the show, which is pretty substantial, in fact, it's very substantial, it's 600,000. It ain't bad, Addison.
Yeah.
She revealed that she gave that paycheck to her husband. Ladies, gentlemen, it's important to have a conversation at some point about money. It's
a very difficult
conversation to have. But I did not grow up really having that conversation with my mom and dad, and I was ill-prepared in adult life. Thank goodness I've done okay, but I never had anybody talk about finances and how important this was and making sure you looked after yourself. Mm-hmm. What about you, Corey?
Oh my gosh. It's so important. And you know, my mom was wonderful in giving. She gave me my first credit card, but we didn't have the actual conversation about what is an interest rate, what is an APR, you know, and things that now I know, of course, and thank God I've gotten past that. But yeah, you're right. Those conversations are so important. And never give someone your paycheck, ladies. Be independent,
never
even if you're married.
Any- give somebody your paycheck. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Do you feel like you're stuck in the pages of the story of your life, playing a person you don't want to be? So many of us get stuck playing a supporting character instead of the star in our own lives. Nobody grew up wanting to be a villain in a James Bond movie or a mean sister in Cinderella. Yet that is exactly what you have become. And the reason it has happened is because you don't know who you are. In the four-word answer, my new book, we're going to figure out who you are in just four words. And once you know that, you will be the star of your own life. Yes. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Thank you for everybody that's left a lovely, lovely review comment on Amazon.com for the book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
So long, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.